Across North America, border to border, coast to coast, and around the world. I'm Bob Long, filling in for Kate Delaney. This is America Tonight, and on tonight's broadcast, we're going to kind of wrap up the weekend happening. Seems to have been a very sports-filled weekend. We'll talk about box office results as well, and we've got a variety of guests lined up. In this hour, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who has written a book about an American success story, the success story actually of an American immigrant, and that author will be joining us upcoming in the second segment of this hour. Also coming up on tonight's broadcast, we've got Tom Weschler, my buddy out of Detroit. Tom Weschler is a noted rock and roll photographer. He has been a photographer for Cream magazine in his past. During the 1960s and 1970s, he went on to be the road tour manager for Bob Seger and has written a couple of books, and he's a real fascinating guy, and we'll be checking in with him from the Motor City. Also coming up on tonight's broadcast, we're going to be joined by a former Major League Baseball player who played with both the Toronto Blue Jays and the San Diego Padres, and is now a broadcaster, but he's written a couple of best-selling books, and we're going to get the inside scoop of what it's like to live the dream, to become a ball player, to make your way through the minor leagues all the way up to the major leagues. It's quite an interesting story, to say the least. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our usual number, toll-free from anywhere. It's 855-266-5283. That's 855-266-5283. Well, let's talk sports a little bit here right off the bat. One of the big stories over the weekend is the fight that occurred in Las Vegas, Nevada, between Pacquiao and Bradley. Pacquiao going in was the heavy favorite, but as it turned out, it was a split decision between the judges, and the victory went to Bradley. Matt, our producer, has got a bunch of cuts for us to hear, so why don't we begin by playing a cut here from the winner, Bradley, on his defeat of Manny Pacquiao.
He came out fast, came out hard. You know, early rounds, I came out pretty blazing. Middle of the rounds, he took. Later rounds, he faded. I used that jab, stick and move, listened to my corner, made him miss, made him pay. And you know what? It was clear to the judges, you know. One round, two judges gave it to me. So, you know, you can't argue with that. This guy hits like a monster. You know, he caught me a couple times, hurt me a couple times in the fight. You know, just trying to get out of position, trying to get out the way. You know, I twisted my ankle a couple times. My left ankle, I think I fractured it, man. I felt a pop in the middle of the ring in the second round. And I was like, I told my corner, I said, I think I broke my ankle. You know, my foot, actually. And, you know, he said, what do you want to do? I said, well, we're going to continue the fight.
Manny Pacquiao was absolutely shocked at this decision, as are many folks. And it's interesting to note that Bradley was in a wheelchair at the after-fight press conference. Let's see what Manny Pacquiao had to say after the decision.
In all his fight, he's never, you know, running. He's always coming inside and fight toe-to-toe. And I'm expecting him to fight toe-to-toe, and it's a good fight. And I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to knock him out, and I always hurt him almost every round.
Pacquiao is considered one of the better fighters of recent decades, and really, this has upset the apple cart in the boxing world, and certainly controversy tends to be good for boxing. Let's hear what boxing promoter Bob Arum has to say about the fight and about its effect on the boxing world.
I was absolutely stunned when I heard that one judge had gone for Bradley. I mean, it wasn't a close fight. It was an 11-1, 10-2 fight. Everybody had it that way. The press, everybody, except these three judges. Even the one that scored a 7-5 for Pacquiao was nuts.
And, of course, this is going to mean another payday for Bob Arum and the folks in Las Vegas getting set for a rematch. There's no doubt there will be a big rematch. It will be a big payday for both of these boxers. But, again, I can't emphasize how much of a controversial call this fight was. Let's hear from Teddy Atlas, a boxing analyst insider, on his thoughts about this bout.
If I'm not going to speak straight, I might as well keep my mouth shut. And boxing is a corrupt sport. Sometimes, unfortunately, the scorers of fights are incompetent. Sometimes they're more than incompetent. Sometimes they're corrupt. If you're an honest man, if you're, you know, a competent person that knows what he's watching, Pacquiao won that fight. Only one man won that fight. And, you know, he doesn't get the decision. It's an injustice to the sport, injustice to the fighters, injustice to the fan base.
We've been down this road before, no question about it. There have been many bouts in boxing history that have been controversial, but this one, Pacquiao versus Bradley, is definitely in that category of one of the most controversial fights of recent times. It sets up a rematch. I'm sure they're already setting the date for it. And as I said, this is going to be a big payday for both of these fighters. It will be more money. It will mean more TV money. It will mean more buzz for the sport of boxing, which in recent times has been rather flat. My friend James E. Smith, better known as Smitty, the host of In This Corner Television, is always saying that what boxing truly needs is a heavyweight, a flamboyant heavyweight. Where are the great heavyweights of yesterday? It seems that The boxing community has been watered down somewhat in recent times, and we don't see the big players that we saw just a few decades back, ever since the departure of some of the greats, such as Mike Tyson and, of course, George Foreman and some of the others over the years. Boxing has lost a little bit of its its cachet, so to speak. They're certainly still making a lot of money, but Manny Pacquiao is one of the big players in this sport, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in the long run. He's going to have to defeat Bradley in a rematch and then move on and move up in weight class to further make his mark in boxing history. What do you think about this fight? Did anybody out there see this fight? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. That's one of the big sports stories from this weekend. Also, in the realm of sports stories over the last couple of days, the NBA Finals are officially set, as the Boston Celtics were defeated by the Miami Heat on Saturday night. This sets up a battle between the Heat and the Oklahoma City Thunder, which will get underway in the next couple of days. Certainly, I'm broadcasting right now from Boston, home of the Celtics, a team that has taken home 17 NBA champions. And there's all kinds of news all over the airwaves of the changes that are going to be happening to the Boston Celtics as a result of this loss. Straight ahead, we've got an author with a very inspiring story. It's all coming your way on America Tonight. I'm Bob Long for Kate Delaney.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hollow gold, her lips a sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days besides.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here tonight on America Tonight. My name is Bob Long. That, of course, some music from Kim Carnes from 1981. I remember it well because I'm an old rock and roll disc jockey, Betty Davis Eyes. And we're going to have lots of fun here tonight as I sit in the anchor chair for Kate Delaney, who is taking a very deserved night off and giving myself the opportunity to fill in for her. I'm very grateful for that opportunity. I love stories of personal success. I love stories of inspiration. And certainly the gentleman joining us right now is going to tell us a story along those lines. He's the co-author of a book which chronicles one man's incredible story of success in America. And the name of the book is very interesting. It's called God I Trust, America I Love. It's my pleasure to welcome to the airwaves of America Tonight, Carl Spain. Carl, how you doing?
Very good. Welcome. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, tell us the other side of the equation. You co-authored this book with the gentleman who is the subject of this book. It's an autobiography of an Armenian immigrant. Tell us about this gentleman.
He's an amazing man, successful in so many different fields, but of probably of particular interest to your audience is that he's a very successful inventor, invented a lot of different things that are, you know, significant and had a big impact on our lives. But his story is the amazing story, and this is a guy who came to the United States when he was 16, didn't speak the language, worked at a little pizzeria across from the University of Maryland to earn his tuition, you know, made pizzas faster than everybody else, so ended up being the manager there, went on to get an engineering degree from the University of Maryland, went to work for a utility company in the area, building his family, building his small little fortune. Eventually, he and his brother, after being here for 10 or 15 years, were able to bring their parents over here as well. And then the story goes from there. He built 612, which is a chain of convenience stores. He was involved in a landmark piece of legislation between his chain of convenience stores and Convenient Mart out of Chicago, which is still today a landmark piece of legislation. He's done some just incredible and amazing things, including this one I think your audience will find very amazing. He invented texting.
No kidding. Now, that is something that you just blew me away with. He invented texting. Tell us more details.
It's pretty simple, really. He when he was involved early on in his career, because he's an engineer and his degree was, you know, in these areas, and he was very conversant in it, he knew that there was a better way to send essentially packet messaging, which is what texting is, and he patented it. And today, all the texting that's done around the world is done by that packet messaging. That's essentially his system used by everybody.
Oh, that's fantastic. Did he ever think it would become as popular as it has become today?
He believes he's a very conservative man. He's, you know, he believes that success flows from a combination of things. You know, he believes that this is our great country that has this wonderful constitution that provides this amazing amount of opportunity. He believes it's the hard work that you have to put in to make something happen. He believes in humility. He believes that's a very important principle, that in essence, when you, once you're boasting, you basically already lost. And he believes his most essential and, you know, guiding rule is don't quit. He hands out cards. He gives speeches. Essentially what it's all about is don't quit. Things may look dark, things may, you know, but basically quitters never win and winners never quit. Sounds like a cliche, but he says time and time again, when you're in a clutch, when it's a bad situation, when something hasn't gone right, and that happens to everybody, no matter how successful you are, how smart, and Harris had his share of downturns, and it, basically what it boils down to is don't quit, that's what you're here to do, is to carry on, is to make it happen, and that is, in the end, the single most important ingredient in success.
Well, certainly when you look at this gentleman's success, it's quite remarkable, like you say, entrepreneur, engineer, inventor, real estate developer, father of five, president of technology, patents, LLC, and has more than 50 patents. The gentleman's name is Aris Mardosian.
Mardosian, and I urge everyone to go to GodITrustAmericaILove.com and have a look at the website. A lot of the book is there. There's a little speech there by Reagan that Aris is a big fan of. And he'd kill me if I got off the air without mentioning the last tenet of his philosophy, which is education. He's a big believer in that. He's given away a significant amount of his fortune to the University of Maryland and other, you know, educational institutions. For him, you know, it's all about education. And his family, Armenian, was originally persecuted and chased out of that country. And they left with nothing. But his grandfather was a doctor. He had that education. He had that knowledge in his head. They knew he could flee and go anywhere with that knowledge and start over. That was the rock upon which everything has been built. And he taught his children that. It was drilled into him, and he'd love to drill it into everyone else. Education, education, education.
Our very special guest is Carl Spain here on America Tonight. If you have a question about this fascinating gentleman that he co-authored a book about, we'd love to hear from you. 855-266-5283. It's a story of an immigrant to the U.S. and his tremendous success, once again showing that the American dream is still alive and well, despite the economy and despite a lot of anti-immigration backlash. One thing that I noticed in recent times, let's put it that way, it seems that some immigrants come to this country and don't really assimilate as much into American culture as previous immigrants. What is Aris's feeling about assimilation into American culture? Is it important for the immigrant to learn the nation's language, that being English, and the nation's culture as a whole?
He feels very, very strongly that I mean, Aris is an American. He isn't just an American. He's also won this nation's highest medal, which is given to an immigrant, and that's the Ellis Island medal. And he won that medal. He foiled a terrorist plot. They were attempting to buy radio tubes illegally to supply a surface-to-air missile system in Iran, and he foiled that plot. He's an amazing man in a lot of other ways as well, but I'll just read you what he says. I am an American. America is my home, and I love my country like I love God, my children, and the rest of my family. So he goes on to say that what he believes an immigrant has to do is exactly what Teddy Roosevelt said, and that is that we should insist that if the immigrant who comes here in good faith becomes an American and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated on an exact equality with everyone else, for it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed, birthplace, or origin. However, this is predicated upon the person's becoming in every facet an American and nothing but an American. There can be no divided allegiance here. Any man who says he is an American but something else also isn't an American at all. We have room for but one flag, the American flag, one language here, and that is the English language, and there is room for but one sole loyalty, and that is loyalty to the American people. That's Teddy Roosevelt's view. That's George Washington's view. That's Aris Martirosian's view. That's my view, and I think that's what built this country and made it great. I think that's what's fair, and we should allow immigrants here, and we should encourage immigration here, but it should be along those lines. In other words, when they come here and give that pledge, they're an American, and they should be in every cell.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Carl. There are folks, of course, on the other side of the radio who probably are going to disagree with us, and they can call in at 855-266-5283. But, you know, I noticed just going out in the stores here in suburban Boston, I mean, sometimes you feel like you're in a third world country because there's so many people speaking so many different languages. And I contrast that with myself growing up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And it seemed like, you know, folks who came from other lands didn't do that. I know my own father-in-law is a second-generation American and an Italian, and his father came over from Italy, and no language was allowed in their household except English. That he doesn't not, my father-in-law does not know Italian. His father insisted on him knowing English and only English because he said, we are Americans now. When we come back on the other side, more about this one man's incredible journey and success story in America. You're listening to America Tonight. I'm Bob Long for Kate Delaney.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Program is America Tonight. My name is Bob Logg, filling in for Kate Delaney, and we're chatting with Carl Spain, who has written, along with another gentleman, a story. The story of his life, and he's been telling us all about this one man's incredible success story, coming over as an Armenian immigrant, working his way through college, rose from dishwasher to restaurant owner, created a chain of convenience stores, and obtained multiple degrees. And I understand, as you pointed out in an earlier segment there, that Aris played a major role in foiling a terrorist plot that included a $15 million bribe. Tell us more about this, Carl.
He ran and owned an import-export company, and a group of spies contacted him to purchase the radio tubes to run a surface-to-air missile system, he knew that it was illegal to do that, and he, of course, did his obligation, contacted the FBI, and they wired him up and everything, caught the guy, and actually the guy went to jail. And this was during, I guess it was the 80s or 90s, you know, when Reagan was in there, and it was illegal to sell stuff to the Iranians. Of course, it still is. But anyway, the point is, he foiled this plot at risk to his life. You have to understand, Aris would not look at it that way. He's an American, and he just did it because he believes that's what any American would do and should do.
Let's talk a little bit about the present-day immigration policy here in America. What, in your opinion, and in Aris's opinion, what should America do in regards to its present immigration policy?
Well, there's a couple of, foundation points to me. Number one, America does not have too much immigration. We actually have negative population growth in this country. We we need, in fact, because the baby boomer population is retiring, we basically have a demographic nightmare coming. We're going off a cliff. We don't have enough young people. And you could hear that from either side of the political spectrum. I'm not saying something here that, I mean, President Clinton has talked about this, and so has, you know, members of the other side, the right. In other words, the demographic problem is real, and immigration is practically one of the only solutions to it. Now, what Aris and others believe is that it has to be done responsibly. In other words, you do need to have a good borders that are protected. But the fact of the matter is that we need some sort of a liberal permanent immigration program that includes a worker card program for people that are coming across the border, for example, in Mexico. You have a big mess down there, and you don't have to have a big mess. The former president was the governor of Texas, Mr. Bush, he wanted to have a worker card program. When he became president, he thought it was a good idea. For a long time, the Democrats have thought it was a good idea. It got caught up in the political turmoil of the war and terrorism and everything else, but it's still a very good idea. We need a strong worker card program on the border. We need strong borders, but we also need amnesty for the 7 or 8 million illegal immigrants, or maybe 10, that are here, that have been working in this country, that have family here, that have children here, that have connections and ties here, and that haven't committed any other crime other than being here illegally. And they're our brothers and sisters. They're here, and they've been working and living in our community. And, you know, we can't throw them out. We can't deport them. They're a part of our community now and who we are, and we can't turn our back on them. And so you need all of those things together. You need a strong worker program. You need border enforcement so you don't have terrorists or drugs coming across. And you also need amnesty for the 7 or 8 or maybe 9 million immigrants that have been here for a lengthy period of time, have jobs, have families, have children, have connections here, and have not committed crime. You've got to assimilate them into the fabric of our society for two reasons. One, it's morally correct. And two, we need them. Economically, our economy needs them. So it makes sense. And that's his position.
It seems like a lot of immigrants to this country know about opportunities that Americans born here don't realize. What's the story behind the story with that, Carl?
Well, I think that when you are raised in a society where opportunities exist at certain levels, you see things. When you are raised in a society where it's a much harsher environment and it's much more difficult to survive, then when you come over into a different environment, you have some natural advantages. I mean, you know, but you can't look at it just that way. I mean, you also have to say, sure, immigrants do well here, but would it be a mistake then to turn away Albert Einstein and all the others that have come here and basically built this country? In fact, if you really think about it, the majority of Americans today are a descendant of an immigrant. Except for the Native Americans, essentially, we're all descendants of immigrants. So all of the success you see, this amazing country, this amazing thing, this gigantic experiment democracy, this thing that faced off the Nazis, this thing that did all of this amazing country, this was all accomplished by immigrants. And immigrants who love this country because it gives them an opportunity to participate and grow. And yes, I'm afraid to say it, but generally, if people come here from somewhere else, they appreciate that more than the people who were born here with it.
You know, I agree with you. I mean, it seems like a lot of natural-born Americans take a lot of what America stands for granted, and they just don't realize it.
It's a double-edged sword. In other words, what you wish for in your heart is that your society will be peaceful and calm and beautiful and grow and become prosperous for the next 50 years. But that would mean that your son born today would be 50 years old and have never faced hardship or trouble or hunger or war or a real threat to himself or his family or his liberty. Would he be prepared as a human being that came from an environment where those threats were real to deal with them? Just simple logic would tell you no. So, yeah, you want to have a great and prosperous and wonderful country, and that's what we all wish for. But we also know that if we have that, and we have had that, this country's had the most amazing run of any country in the history of the world. The last 50 years in the United States have been the most successful run any nation has ever had on the planet Earth. It's amazing. I mean, you're talking about the agriculture revolution, the communication, the microchip, the computer, the medicine, all those revolutions centered mostly here in this country, mostly in the last 50 years. More progress than was ever done in the history of mankind up to that moment before. An amazing thing, yes, and a great land of opportunity. And so, yes, I wish for that. I pray for it. I pray for another 50 years of peace, and I know Aris does too. And I didn't mention it earlier, but God is an important part of his philosophy. You know, he believes there's a right and wrong. He believes there's a God. He believes you owe him. You work hard, and you do, and you're good by your family, and God is there watching over you. And in particular, although the book doesn't have a specific religious bent, but he does. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does believe in Jesus Christ, the Lamb, and he does want people to know that.
Where can folks get a hold of the book, Carl? Of course, you got a great website, but tell us more.
It's all there. That website is the way to get it.
And again, the website address is God I Trust America I Love.
.com.
Perfect. So, what's Aris up to at the moment? Is he still working on many business ideas?
He's got a lot of stuff going. He always has, I mean, he has over 50 patents, and some of them are amazing stuff, you know, and it'll move along and nothing will happen on it. Like his landmine arming and disarming system was really big when, Lady Di was alive, because that was a big thing with her. But he has, they come and they go. It depends on what is, you know, what people are interested in at the time. But I think some of the most interesting things he's patented and got ideas for we'll see them in the marketplace, in the next 10 to 20 years, but not in the next year. There are ideas that take a little longer to develop, although some could come to market quickly, like his firearm with the remotely activated safety system. That's a great idea that should have been done a long time ago. And, you know, it'd be very simple. You sell a firearm to somebody who's checked out by the government or, you know, can pass the check and whatever, and the weapon is fingerprint operated. It's very simple. If you're using it to defend your home or any appropriate use, you can fire the weapon. If it's your child or an intruder or somebody who's stolen the weapon, it won't fire. You know, every gun in America should be required to have that. His mine safety system, I think, will someday be implemented in China. I mean, they're losing 15 to 20 miners a day. I believe one day that'll be used over there. He's just full of great ideas. And like many great Americans before him, he loves his country and he wants what's best for it. And I think that with people like him out there, that our future is very bright, to be honest with you.
Well, it's definitely an inspirational story, and we so appreciate you joining us here tonight on the broadcast. And once again, tell everybody the name of the book and the website so that they can order it.
It's God I Trust, AmericaILove.com, and the book is God I Trust, America I Love.
Perfect. Carl Spain, thanks for joining us here on America Tonight.
Thank you.
Straight ahead, we're going to continue the broadcast. We're going to talk more about what's been going on over the weekend, and we're going to have some fun here tonight. That's the bottom line. But in the meantime, don't go anywhere. We're coming back with lots more. You're listening to America Tonight.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
America Tonight rolls on across North America, across the world via the internet at GCNlive.com. My name is Bob Long, having great fun. I'm a radio geek. I started in this field at the age of 17 when I was a freshman in college, and that was umpteen years ago. And there isn't any hour of the day or night that I haven't been on the air, but I'm going to tell you something secret. My favorite time to be on the radio is right now, the third shift, the overnight, because it's the time when there are no bosses around, and it's a time that I get to talk to lots of friendly people via the phone, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, whether you're a third shift worker, whether you're a truck driver. I would love to talk to you. 855-266-5283, taking a look at some of the great stations that broadcast this show. I want to say hello to everybody in Florence, Alabama, WBCF, AM and FM, owned by the one and only Mr. Benji Carl. Everybody down in Bridgeport, Connecticut, WICC 600 on the dial, which gets into New York City. I was just down in your neck of the woods for a car show in Greenwich, Connecticut, just a week ago, and a good friend of mine used to do an afternoon show there on that very same radio station. Another station I want to shout out to, what a beautiful neck of the woods that is, and that is Traverse City, Michigan, WKMT, 1270 AM, up there, way up high in Michigan, lots of lakes, I'm friends with the Haggerty folks, Haggerty Insurance, which is located in that town, and what a wonderful place that is. Want to say hello to everybody listening in New England on WWNZ 1400 in Bangor, Maine. Also, everybody listening on another great station. Years ago, I used to be on this one, WFAS. It's great to be on there again, 1230 on the dial. Just outside of New York, in White Plains, New York, and everybody listening down in Dallas on KKGM, 1630 AM. Hello, and don't be a stranger, 855-266-5283. Also give you my email address. It's Bob, B-O-B, at Bob Long Radio, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. We just had a guest talking about immigration and about a immigrant to this country who wrote an autobiography with the help of the gentleman we had on, and an inspiring story, but definitely a controversial one. What are your thoughts about immigration? Do you think we should give amnesty to the illegal immigrants here in this nation right now, or do you think we should kick them out? What is your thoughts? What are your thoughts about the whole idea of English being made mandatory for speaking in public? I've heard some politicians talking about that locally, because sometimes when you go into certain stores, certain areas of the country, you hear all different types of languages, but it can be a little unsettling. I know when I was growing up as a kid, we didn't used to hear that at all. What are your thoughts about immigration in this nation? 855-266-5283. Well, as usual, we've had a big weekend at the movies. The box office results are in, and I remember back in the day when VCRs first came into existence and cable TV really started to become commonplace in American homes. Lots of folks worried about the future of the movie theater. Well, I don't think we need to worry about that at all, because it seems like the movies are doing better and better all the time. And matter of fact, we've got a rundown here of the top three for the week. And let's see, in third place, so what do we got, producer Matt? Who's in third place? We've got
third place was the number one movie from last week, which was Snow White and the Huntsman.
Okay. Have you seen that?
I have not. I have not been to a movie theater in over 3 years, I think. I do all my movie watching at home.
This
now,
is so. Not uncommon. How about second place? Who was the show winner here for this weekend?
It was another Charlize Theron movie. It was Prometheus, the new movie from Ridley Scott, which is... I'm not sure of this, but I've been told it's like a prequel to the Alien series, which, who was that? Sigourney Weaver was in those.
Excellent. And I believe we have a clip from the big winner from this weekend's box office. Matt, what is the winner?
It is Madagascar 3, and here's the clip from it.
Guys, stop fooling around.
We're just having a little fun.
Let's let these animals do their show.
Ta-da! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Circus! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro! Polka-da-polka-da-polka-da-afro!
Really?
An animated feature, as you can tell by the clip, opened with a healthy $60.4 million. And the second place winner there, the science fiction epic Prometheus, got off to a good start, grossing $50 million. How do you like that? Just in one weekend. I'm kind of like Matt. In the last few years, I haven't been to the movie theater either, but I have a young baby. I am blessed with a 19-month-old daughter, soon to be a 20-month-old daughter, Lucy. So the last couple of years in this household have been spent primarily at home, but it seems like lots of folks are out there going to those red boxes, which are all over the place these days. And, of course, if you've got a newer television or one of those new Bluetooth-enabled Blu-ray players or other boxes, you can watch a lot of different movies via the Internet, via Netflix and via Blockbuster via some other venues too, including there's a free movie channel called Crackle, which doesn't have old new stuff. It's got a lot of old stuff, and there are many, many more to come. How about you folks out there? Are you still going to the movies? It seems like a whole mess of people still must be going to the movies if our number one weekend winner grossed $60.4 million. I know in my neck of the woods here, Adam Sandler, a native of New Hampshire, is filming a new movie in Marblehead, Massachusetts. And it's going to be a sequel to the hit movie that he had out last year that, for the life of me, just went out of my mind here. But it's basically a bunch of guys that get together who played on a junior high school basketball team, and they get together. Grown Ups, that's the name of the show. And Matt didn't even have to whisper it in my ear. It's going to be Grown Ups 2. He is here filming that movie, and a local reporter asked, why do you come back to this neck of the woods, New England, and film your movies? And Adam Sandler just said, you know, I'm from New Hampshire, and, you know, I'm comfortable here, and, you know, people talk like I do, so this is why I come back. And, of course, Adam Sandler has got a big film upcoming, opening, I believe, this week, which is a rather wacky one, as you would expect from Adam Sandler. America Tonight is the name of the program. My name is Bob Long, filling in for Kate Delaney, taking a very deserved night off from you guys. But don't worry, we've got lots ahead here in the broadcast, including coming up in the next hour. We're going to be joined by a really fascinating gentleman. I met this gentleman for the first time a couple of years ago, and he's had a dream career. He has spent his life being in rock and roll and being a photographer, and he has an immense collection of classic rock and roll photographs. I mean, he photographed all the great ones from the 1960s and 70s. He went on to become the road manager for Bob Seger, still actually works a little bit with Bob Seger. He's got lots of great stories to tell. And matter of fact, he is featured in a movie which is getting a lot of publicity. It's actually a documentary, and we'll play a clip from that documentary in hour number two of the broadcast. But it's going to be one of the stars of the Sundance Film Festival. That's all coming up straight ahead as America Tonight continues to roll into your night. I'm Bob Long for Kate Delaney. Thanks for joining me for this hour, and we'll see you on the other side of the top of the hour news.